All right, let's waltz into the weekend with a little Friday fun, if you will. So yesterday, Danny reviewed the world-famous popular film Top Gun.
Thanks, Borat. I've never seen Top Gun.
World-famous popular movie film.
He had never seen Top Gun, yes, and so he watched it. And
we had fun.
Yeah, we did. We had a lot of fun.
I reviewed his review and gave it two thumbs up.
Yeah, I think the review was better than the actual film. When's the last time you think you saw that?
Top Gun?
Yeah.
Years.
Like 30 years, maybe? I've not seen that in forever.
I would say comfortably 25 years.
Well, that brought back some good memories. So we were talking about Quentin Tarantino always insinuating that the movie was of the homoerotic nature. That it was just an excuse to make a movie about gay flyboys, mm-hmm. more than anything. I didn't know
harsh.
This. Yeah. I didn't know this movie existed. I didn't know this. I just thought this was from interviews that he had done in the past. I had no idea that this literally stems from a movie that he helped write.
Yeah. I've seen this film somewhere along the way.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
Sleep With Me.
Sleep With Me.
Yes.
Yeah. Foot.
Foot?
That's the sequel.
Yeah.
In a foot.
Well, that's Foot 2.
So there's a scene in the party where Tarantino, and this is right around Pulp Fiction, I believe, maybe the same year that it was released.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene in this movie where Tarantino, they're at a big party at somebody's house, and he's got this guy cornered, and they start talking about Top Gun. And this is Tarantino's take on Top Gun.
You know what one of the greatest scripts ever written in the history of Hollywood is?
What?
Top Gun.
Oh, come on.
Top Gun is great. What is Top Gun? You think it's a story about a bunch of fighter pilots?
Yeah, it's about a bunch of guys waving their around.
It is a story about a man's struggle with his own homosexuality. That's it. That is what Top Gun is about, man. You've got Maverick, all right? He's on the edge, man. He's right on the line, all right? And you've got Iceman and all his crew.
Right.
They're gay. And they represent the gay man,
right.
All right? And they're saying, go the gay way, go the gay way. He could go both ways.
What about Kelly McGillis?
Kelly McGillis, she's heterosexuality. She's saying, no, go the normal way. Play by the rules, go the normal way. Right. And they're saying, no, go the gay way. Be the gay way. Go for the gay way. Right. All right, that is what's going on throughout that whole movie.
So it goes on for 3 minutes.
That was about it, though, actually.
He talks so
about
frantically.
About the Top Gun stuff.
They come back.
Oh.
Yeah, there's okay. Another, it's like 2 more minutes of them going off.
Because they started, just got way off of it.
Yeah. So, they went to another scene, they came back.
He's so caffeinated.
Oh my God. So incredibly caffeinated.
Makes me nervous.
But he just...
He may be onto something.
I know. But I mean, like I said, I thought he only talked about that like on talk shows and things like that. I had no idea it was actually part of a movie.
Oh yeah.
That's pretty awesome. all right, we don't have time. Let's save the trailer.
Top Gun thing?
Yeah. Because I don't think we have time for it.
Okay. All right. So I think two nights ago,
mm-hmm.
I was at home watching a little television. The young boy had gone to bed, and I like to watch PBS. I like to feed my mind
sure.
and learn things. And
you've always been that way.
Yeah, documentaries, just more like thought pieces. So I happened on this program, which I'd never seen before, and I found it very fascinating because it pertains to the line of work that we are in, something that is very relatable to us, something you guys do probably several times a week. So I pulled a clip from the show, and I wanted to play it for you guys right now. It's a... I can't remember exactly what the name of the program was, but it has to do with interviewers, people that are professional interviewers,
okay.
The Larry Kings of the world, and kind of what you guys do when we have guests on. I thought you would appreciate this.
Sure.
So here it is.
In the pantheon of radio and television media, the phenomenon known as the interview is an art form. Experienced professional news anchors have created legacies by mastering the interview process. Entire careers have been launched with the ability to ask tough questions and take their subjects to places they never imagined. It requires a natural desire and honed skill to tap into the raw emotion, unedited response, and ultimately, the honest truth of the person on the other side of the microphone. You will hear, in the following historic examples, the level of bravery and expertise that is required to be considered a true savant of the craft. Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes with President Donald Trump.
Can we go back for 1 second to the pandemic? Because you called Dr. Fauci and other health officials idiots.
Where did I call them an idiot?
You called them idiots.
Howard Stern with Dave Grohl of Nirvana.
Do you think if Kurt hadn't died, you'd still be in a Nirvana and never have written any of your songs that you wrote for Foo Fighters and never have gone out and done it? Like, in a way, his death liberated you.
David Frost with President Richard Nixon on the Watergate scandal.
What did Haldeman tell you during the 18-and-a-half-minute gap?
There was no cover-up of any criminal activity.
That is obstruction of justice.
Now, just a moment.
Here's your conclusion.
And Dan McDowell and Jake Kemp of The Hang Zone with NBA superstar Luka Doncic.
Do you just have streaming? Do you have cable? Do you have DirecTV? How do you watch your TV?
I have viewers.
Okay.
Hard-hitting questions.
Do you view the Clippers as rivals?
Hello?
Mind-blowing courage to go there.
Do you you get to see the dogs pretty regularly during the season?
Unbelievable. Fearless interrogation.
Are you excited about this year's playoffs?
Simply riveting, deep, probing inquiries.
We understand you took some money from J.J. Redick playing cornhole.
Yeah.
Fascinating. You've been listening to iconic masters of conducting the greatest interviews of all time on PBS. Tune in next week for part two of our award-winning series.
Are you going to buy a tiger?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a great show.
What was it called again?
What channel?
PBS.
I don't remember what it was called.
Closer look at the greatest deepest interviews of all time.
Well, that was super intense.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, the answers that they got out of him, the skill it must take to be able to just pry.
Yeah.
The stuff that you would never tell anyone else, but, man, it takes a master of the craft to be able to get there, huh?
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
Dang.
Hello?
By the way, those pauses...
They're real.
They're real.
Yeah.
Those were not lengthened for dramatic effect.
And they're spectacular.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I was cheering. I was cheering.
Interview of the year.
All right. Good awesome
job.
Stuff.
Good job, Hang Zone.
There is Friday fun for today. Let's take a
good
look
job,
at
PBS.
Kiowa and what's going on.